Hello, what's going on? Yes, big word for the week. I like this word. I've looked this one up. It starts with a C. Concupiscent. Concupiscent. C-O-N-C-U-P-I-S-C-E-N-T. Concupiscent. It means a strong desire. A special sexual desire. Lust. Yeah. 51 soon, so I hope I keep my concupiscent. Because, you know, it's a good thing. Let's get into the podcast. And my international language of the week this week, or for this podcast, is Croatian. Grew up with a lot of Croatians in Yaguna, good people. I remember going to a party when I was like 14 with the Croatians that lived down the street. They gave me this alcohol, like the father did. I think it was called Grappa. I should look that up. It burnt, probably still burning to this day. But I had a shot of that. Like, I was very excited. I felt like a man. I felt like I was growing up, and I felt this guy trust. You know, it's great, mate. It's a great culture when they trust young people like that, Aussies. Oh, you can't do that. Fucking health and safety. You can't do that. My brain probably wasn't grown enough to have that, but fuck, I had it. Anyway, hello in Croatian is bok. Nice and simple, bok. So bok to all my Croatian buddies, mates, fellow humans out there. Just read in the news that Ozzy Osbourne is suffering from sex addiction. He's getting treatment for sex addiction. Fucking how old is he? Fucking hell. Have to take Viagra. At his age, surely. So has he really got sex addiction? So, fucking Sharon, I've got sex addiction. Where's me Viagra? Because you're not going to get horny if you haven't got an erection. Do you? Strange shit. You know what? Fucking every man's got sex addiction. A lot of women I meet have got sex addiction too. You know, if I get diagnosed with sex addiction, you know what? I'm not going to get it treated. Fuck that shit. Fucking sex is awesome. Happy days! People lose their shit in the rain. Here's my tip for it. It rains. It's like when people complain about in Australia every winter about how cold it is. Oh, it's so cold. Wasn't this cold last year? Yes, it fucking was. It's fucking probably colder. People complain, buy a jacket. Get yourself prepared. Buy some boots. Buy a head covering, a beanie. Beanies are very cool, man. My son wears them all the time in the middle of summer. Excuse me. But people lose their shit when it comes to rain. Oh, there's a fucking puddle. There should be better versions of gumboots, I think. I need to get a good pair of gumboots, actually. Here I am bagging about people not being prepared, and I'm not prepared myself. Actually, I need a better raincoat. I need to get sorted. What am I doing? No, I need to get a good raincoat. Where do you buy a good raincoat? Remember Clark Rubber? There used to be Clark Rubber near my house. It's gone now. They'd have good raincoats. Yeah, the yellow ones with the, like, the funny hat. I used to wear it to school. I used to wear it backwards and thought I was hilarious. Bright yellow. I used to wear a bright yellow one to school with bright yellow gumboots. It would be the slowest walk of any walk to school in the rain. Jump in every puddle. Can't get wet, fucking yeah. Fucking can't get wet, fucking yeah. And when you did get a little bit of water down the side of your gumboot, you're like, oh, fucking hell. Life's shit. This is fucking bullshit. But yeah, I'm complaining about not being prepared. I've got one raincoat, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to buy fucking Rain gear. I'm going out buying rain gear, which is probably a stupid day. Is it a stupid day to buy rain gear on a rainy day? Because I would imagine retail stores would push the rain gear. So maybe it is a good day. Maybe it's a bad day. Maybe they put the price up. I don't know. People don't do that anymore, do they? Anyway, my point is I was driving home from a gig last night, and even driving to the gig, people drive like fucking idiots. You're either one extreme to the other. I've never had a car accident in my life. All my mates reckon I drive like a pensioner, but fuck them. I've never had an accident. Pretty sure I've never caused any accidents. A lot of people say that they, no, I've never had an accident. I always think, fuck, you must have fucking caused a few. My ex fucking, she's fucking caused a few. I know that much. But, yeah, driving to the gig last night, this guy just coming up the back, and you just see him, they're weaving through. You're like, fuck, it's pissing down. He's got to get somewhere in a hurry, driving like a cockbag. No accident seen, but lots of near misses. Or the opposite end of the spectrum, people driving too slow. People shit themselves in the rain. Oh, fuck, it's raining. I might drive in the right-hand lane on a freeway really slow with my wipers on full. Fucking hell. People are shit-house. Pick up your game, humans. Another thing, can exes be friends? I don't get along with my ex-wife. I mean, if you listen to the last podcast, you'd understand why. She's been a bit of a dickhead to me over the last decade. Kind of at that point now where I probably would be friends with her. Too much water under the bridge. Is that a saying? She had a pretty good sense of humour. I miss that sense of humour. She was kind of fun. But I don't think exes can be friends. I think if you had a fling, if there was no full-on falling in love, can't be friends after falling in love and then get your heart broken. Yeah, you know, I recently sort of kind of made up with an ex. Well, it's at the level of I don't hate your guts, you don't hate my guts. Well, I don't know how she thinks, but she kind of left it open-ended where she, yeah, I'll just send you a funny text every now and again. I don't know if I want that. Exes can't be friends. I think females can be friends with men, but men can't be friends with females. Too much love involved? I don't know. Maybe down the track. Went out with a lot of women after I got divorced, and a couple of them are friends with me on Facebook. Real good friends, but it was never like full-on romance. It was just buddies, still buddies. I think there should be something like an ex app. As soon as you break up with someone, you sort out the finances, who gets what friends, and then the app kicks in. And due to the amount of time you're with that ex, the app dials to that's the amount of time they're blocked out of your life completely. So you can never see them. The app's very powerful. It's not just a phone app. It's a big app. Or maybe it's the app tells you. See, that'd fuck things up, wouldn't it? The app tells you. You got an app that tells you where your ex is all the time so you don't run into him, but then that would make you a fucking stalker on the other side. I don't know, because I don't want to know what my ex is doing. See you later. Say la vie. Bye-bye. But deep down I do, but I don't. But, yeah, the app. See, in a perfect world, the app. Say you were going out with the person for 3 years, the app would dial in. What do they say? They say it's a month per year to get over a breakup. So 3 months, the app dials in where you don't see any of their social media, you don't take any of their text messages. Only emergency calls if something bad's gone wrong and they need to talk to you. It's the only thing. And, yeah. It should be like in your brain. I don't know. I'm just thinking. Apps for exes, the X app. I like it. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a Mind Meet first. I have my first special guest. I've worked out how to Skype call and record at the same time. And I'm having a little chat with one of my besties in the whole wide world. He's always been there for me. Ladies and gentlemen, Dean Atkinson. Enjoy. I'm here talking to my buddy on Skype.
And I'm here too. And guess what? I'm the buddy he's referring to.
Dean Atkinson, introduce yourself. How would you introduce yourself
if you met someone for
the first time and they wanted to know what you do, what is your favourite hobbies?
You know what I'd say, Michael? I would say, hi, my name's Dean. I'm a pretty decent guy. That's what I'd say. Because I think that's the most important thing. Would you not agree?
It sounds like a Tinder profile.
No, I just read that off my profile.
It actually sounds like a Tinder profile.
I've already swiped past that. I'm still swiping. Is that Tinder, the one where you swipe, or have I got
all everything is swiped now.
Sexual orientation information all wrong.
Everything is swiping now.
Really? Everything is swiping?
Yeah. Even Woolworths. Just swipe internet. Left or swipe right for the potatoes you want.
Yeah, everything is swiping. There's not just on the internet, but the whole world is just about I swipe my kids to school. It takes three seconds.
That'd be
There's
great,
no
actually.
There's no drive anymore. I just swipe the first one. Then a few seconds later, I just go, yep, you're the second one. I swipe her to school too.
That would actually be good. I'd like that.
But it'd be faster, wouldn't it? It'd enable us to do shit like this more often.
Now, what do you do for a living, Dean Atkinson?
I make people laugh, Michael. Using the vehicle of ventriloquism.
Talk to the 90 people that download this every week. Don't talk to me.
Well, I reckon that, you know, out of that 90, possibly two-thirds of them might not even know what a ventriloquist is, eh? I mean, it's not that popular anymore, is it? Let me tell you what ventriloquism is. Ventriloquism is having no friends. That's what it is, Mick. That's the best way that I can describe it.
Then I'm a ventriloquist.
Being bullied as a child for playing with dolls. I don't know, though, like I kind of, as my career progresses with ventriloquism, I kind of, you know, it's nice to branch out, isn't it, and do other stuff. And I started my professional life as an actor, as an actor.
How long did you do that for?
How long did I do that for?
Yeah.
Quite a while. I went to a very prestigious drama school in the United Kingdom. And then went straight into work I'm doing this in a very actory accent, you may have noticed.
Is that the actory accent?
It is the actory accent.
Is that default actory accent?
It's not the default, it's my own take on it. The default is much more like this. It's much more actory. I'm using a slightly more refined, smooth.
And you have to wiggle your lips when you talk like that.
Yes, I do, and I was wiggling my lips for the viewers who, well, for 100% of the viewers who can't see us, I was wiggling my lips.
The viewers, you're not really getting this at all, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not getting it. Hey, it's a first shot. But yeah, I went to drama school and I studied to be an actor. But I was always the guy at drama school that got cast in the funny roles, and I was always the. You know, the funny kid at school, as I think we all were. We've talked about this before, you know, about being the class clown and stuff. I was always cast as the funny characters in the plays, and I just, you know, you just become someone who does funny, don't you? Slowly you become someone who does funny, and then that all of a sudden now you're a guy that does funny for a job, and for you and me, we're lucky to be able to do it for a living, and, you know, I wish it were, you know, I hope anyone who wants to be funny for a living can end up doing it for a job because they deserve it if they're funny.
How about you finish off with one of your favourite jokes?
I'll have to think of it then, won't I though?
Yeah. Well, you've always got one in the barrel, I've always noticed. That's what I like about you. You've always got one in the barrel ready to go.
Well, the one in my mind right now is the one about the bear. That's the one in my mind right now.
Tell it. It's my favourite.
Is it too dirty? Is it too dirty for your podcast?
No, it's my podcast is explicit.
I've listened to it, but I can't remember any F words or anything like that.
No, there's plenty because you're not listening. You're just listening to the flow of my voice.
It's only because I like you to be close to me. Like, yes. The podcast, to me, it's like we're just having a chat. Like,
it's just for you.
Just for me. Oh, well, should I do the bear one then?
Do the bear one. Here he is. It's my favourite joke. Dean Atkinson with his joke.
Yes, it's called the bear joke. It's a great gag. A guy is hunting. He's hunting bear. and he's got one in his sights. He's looking down the barrel. He fires. He misses. The bear chases him, catches him, bends him over, and Rogers him senseless. Doesn't put him off. Doesn't put him off. The next weekend, he goes back out hunting again. He gets the same bear in his sights. He's looking down the barrel. He fires. He misses. The bear chases him, catches him, bends him over again, and Rogers him to the point of senselessness again. Thing is, doesn't put him off. This hunter goes back a third time the following weekend, sees the bear, shoots, misses, bear chases him, the bear bends him over, and just before the bear starts to Roger him, the bear whispers to the bloke, "Be honest, you're not really here for the hunting, are you?"
You've never told that joke with whispering before.
Oh, it's how you added the whispering.
It makes it a little bit creepier.
Well, it's a creepy bear who creeps around barely in the forest.
The creep is the hunter.
The creep is the hunter. I didn't tell it as Archibald. The last time I told that joke, we were in character, you may remember.
Yes, yes. If any of the listeners would like to check us out, it's on my YouTube channel, Mick Meredith, Archibald and Remington, where we just sit there as old English guys and tell old jokes, and we pretty much just laugh at them ourselves.
Yeah, we just corpse, as it's called in the business. And I watched it all again the other night, and they are gold. It's gold. Why do more people not watch it? It's gold.
Oh, well, I don't think we haven't got enough hashtags.
Yeah, what's with that? Yeah, I don't have enough hashtags or followers. I'm not cool. Yeah. Whatever.
Would you like to tell the 90 listeners your website or anything, if they want to book you, or do you want to get out there in the...
You know what? I'd rather like let them know that I'm making short films now, short comic films. Yeah,
these are fantastic, aren't they? Where can they see those?
Well, I post them on Facebook and on YouTube, and the channel is Dean Atkinson. I think there's about, 1,000 channels called Dean Atkinson, though, that I've opened accidentally in order to try and make movies and things. But I post them on my Facebook page, which is Dean Atkinson, and I reckon they're quite good. And, acting and direction has always been a love of mine, and I'd rather direct people to those films, to that Facebook page, the Dean Atkinson Facebook page, rather than the other. Because I'm making enough money with the other shit, Nick. The ventriloquist stuff, really, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not blowing my horn, mate, but I'd rather people watch my movies.
I love it when you blow your horn.
Oh, me too. In fact, I did it myself then. Put my back out.
You're not really here for the fucking podcast, are you?
No, I'm here for the hunting.
Where is that channel? What's it called? Dean Atkinson. So we just got to find that.
It's just Dean Atkinson. Like, it's Facebook. It's a simple matter of typing my name, Dean Atkinson, into Facebook, seeing the little bloke pop up with his ventriloquism. It's the profile. You'll see me because I'll be the only one that's the ventriloquist, called Dean Atkinson on Facebook. And that's where I post my films, and I'm sort of getting into it, It's you were saying how your hobby is becoming the podcasting. I think my hobby is becoming making short comic genre pieces, genre. Usually creepy, but funny genre pieces.
Fantastic, and they are fantastic. Go and check them out. And it's been great chatting with Dean Atkinson, and check him out. ASAP, so yeah. Is it just me or my children, or when does the, what is the word? When does it, like changing the dunny roll, changing the toilet roll, changing the bog roll. I'm the guy that does it in the house. Kids can't do it. There should be, like my daughter, like she will just leave the roll on the toilet paper, on the cardboard roll on the toilet roll holder. Should be a better word than the toilet roll holder. We should think about that. I'm going to make it up before the end of the podcast. But she will leave it on there and then get a new roll of toilet paper and sit it on the sink, and then she'll go back again later and forget that the roll of toilet paper is next to the sink and get another roll of toilet paper and then leave it on the bath. And I've even seen her leave the new roll of toilet paper sitting upright on the toilet roll holder, not putting it on the toilet roll holder, sitting it upright to say, "Fuck you, Dad. I know how to do this." They know, there should be, it should be a course. School. Like year nine. Fuck it, year eight. Year seven. Should be a course. I'll teach it. I got the credentials. I can public speak. I'll teach the course how to put a dunny roll on a toilet roll holder, which we've got to think of the name of what should a toilet roll holder be called. She overreacts, my daughter. Fuck, she overreacts. I told her that the dog was going. He's going to another home. And she went, oh, it's that shit out. Which she hasn't shown much interest in the dog. She pats it when she feels like it. She won't talk for a week and then she'll just go, oh, there's my dog. Look, there's my dog. Friends come over, there's my dog. Doesn't put much effort into it. And when I told her the dog was going, oh, well, this is what depression looks like. Fucking what? Man, I've had depression. That's not depression. I think depression is far too commercialised now. I mean, it's good that it's out, that everyone's looking out for each other. Not that everyone does look out for each other. I've had some dramas in my life recently and no one rang me. Like, I think four people rang me to check on me. But the other 1,003 imaginary Facebook friends didn't give a shit. I think it's very commercialised, depression now. It's a good thing and a bad thing. It's great that everyone knows depression is a real thing. I'm sure there's people still out there that think depression isn't a real thing. But I think young people, oh, you know, particularly my daughter, she uses it. People use it as a cop-out, you know. I'm depressed. You're not depressed. I've been depressed. I've been medicated. It's fucked up. Anyway, short break now and I'm going to come back with the name for the toilet roll holder. Yes, I've decided to my made-up word for the toilet roll holder is, wait for it, ladies and gentlemen, is the Yeboiveth. Put the toilet roll hole on the Yeboiveth where it belongs. Yeboiveth. Yboiveth. Made up the word. Yeboiveth. Put it on the Yeboiveth. Because it sounds like it's been made, you know, it's engineered by an intelligent Jewish guy that was just sick of putting his toilet roll on the ground. I'm going to build the Yeboiveth. And apparently goodbye in Croatian is bok as well. So bok. To all you wonderful people out there, see you, hear you, touch me next time.